Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We are on at the moment part 21 of God's Love. And today we're looking into Isaiah, the 49th chapter. And today I want to go from verse 13, although that's not what I want to highlight. Verse 13 says this: "Sing for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth. Burst into song, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on them in their suffering." Hear that again. Hear that one more time. "For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on them in their suffering." And then verse 14 says this: "Yet Jerusalem says, the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us." I think that's amazing. In all that rejoicing, in all that bursting into song, O mountains, the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on their suffering. Yet Jerusalem says this: the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us. And when you see the word Jerusalem, I want you to bear this in mind. That applies to you now. If you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, when you see that, Jerusalem, Israel, children of Israel, Israelites, it refers to you, and let me tell you why. If you look real quick into Romans, the 11th chapter and verse 17, it says this: "But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others," you have been grafted in. You have been grafted in into the Israeli race, if you will, because you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are now one of those chosen. Let's continue. "So after Jerusalem," that's you, "has said, the Lord has deserted us. The Lord has forgotten us." Oh no, the Lord's forgotten us. Oh, what are we going to do? "The Lord's gone away and is working on another mission." I've heard that a few times. But beloved, I've been there. I've got the t-shirt on that one. I've often felt the Lord has forgotten me. I have often felt that he has pushed me to one side and he doesn't care anymore because he's not working in my life. But God Almighty never stops working in my life. God Almighty never stops working in your life. So Jerusalem is saying, he's forgotten us. He's left us on the side of his plate. He doesn't want us any longer. He's not interested. Watch this. God Almighty himself now speaks. He says, "Never." Can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born? "But even if that were possible," says God, "I would not forget you." This is a word for you now. This is a word for you now. I know this is a word for you. You're listening to this and you're thinking, you know what? I think God has left me. I think he's forgotten me. I don't think he cares about me. Listen to this again. God Almighty says, "Never." And then he says, "Can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born?" And then he says this: "But even if that were possible, I would not forget you." And then God says this: "See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins. And what he's saying there is, always in my mind is a picture of you when you're at your worst, when you're desolate, when you're on the floor, when you're so frightened and don't know what to do. When you're at your worst point in your life, when you are at the very, very deepest, darkest point of your life, and he sees you in ruins, yet he says you're written on the palms of his hands. That is how much God Almighty loves you. I've been in that place oftentimes where I've thought the Lord has left me. I've also been in that place where I thought I knew better than God and I was going to go my own way, and I did. I went my own way for quite a few years. When I was about 19, 20 years old, I could see all my friends were all getting high on drugs the whole time. They were getting so high on drugs. And I thought I would join them. And you know what? Every time I went to see somebody to buy some drugs, whatever those drugs were, it doesn't matter. But every single time, they had run out. I never had that opportunity to get hooked on drugs. Why? Because my Heavenly Father was protecting me way back then. I gave my heart to him when I was 6. And God never forgot that. God never forgot that. Although I went the other way, he never forgot. He always had his hands on my life. Someone once brought me a picture of me being a mouse. And there was a long tail. The mouse has got a long tail. And the Lord put his finger on the tail, on the tip of that tail. So I could run round in circles, but I couldn't go anywhere. And I couldn't get into any danger because he loved me so much that he stopped it happening. That's what he did in my life. And I know this. Once you committed your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, once you said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ coming into your heart, I know this, that once you made that declaration and you absolutely meant it, he was never going to let you go. He was never going to let you get into danger. He says here, always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins. Always in God's mind is a picture of you when you were ruined, when you were downcast, when you were on the floor. I used to go to this place in East London to be prayed for once a week. I used to go there regularly once a week, and I loved it. It was an oasis. And I used to go in there, and I was prayed for by Betty and Terry. And above me, where they were praying, was a picture. And it was a picture of a man being slumped and with the arms of Jesus supporting him. And I used to look at that and say, that's me. That is me. But because of the Lord, because of the love that he has for me, he never let me crumble to the floor. He was always picking me up and supporting me. Can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. See? I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem's walls in ruins. See, I have written your name, Susan. I have written your name, Jackie. I have written your name, John. I have written your name, Ahmed, on the palm of my hand. Andrew, your name is written there too. Stephen, your name is there. Whatever your name is, your name, if you have committed your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, is there, written on the palms of his hands. In other words, it's not there once, it's there twice, on both hands. That's how much he loves you, beloved, and that's how much he will continue to love you, and it will never cease. Never, ever. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for my beloved listening to this message now. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would prove it and that your love would pour down on them now as they're listening to this word and as they're worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Your love would pour down on them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that you would prove to them just how much you love them. Just how much you adore them. In the mighty and the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.